again and find out if maybe where he is, it's of a better reception. That's Machaemi Nyalunga there, trying to get hold of him there and making sure that we are bringing him in this conversation. And yeah, there's quite a number of cases that were before the courts today. I mean, I've noted the Department of Health was quite busy in the courts today. Those who are bringing the department, in fact, where the department is a respondent, where also the department is an applicant. Machaemi, can you hear me?
Yes, sir, I can hear you.
Yeah, thank you so much, my brother, for agreeing with Kulmana namhlanje. I guess Kulmana lendaba le ebese court namhlanje. We were trying to get ukuthi mhlambe the outcome itheni. Angazi noma mhlambe were you able to know ukuthi umphumela we case ebeyikhona e-court efaka wena nabanye phakathi ihambe kanjani?
Yeah, sorry, angisho ukuthi ngoba i-department yasinikisa e-court between us on our legal reps kube ne-misunderstanding to certain extent thine were not aware ukuthi today is the day that you must attend the court.
And that's quite unfortunate because from what we've gathered is that there was an outcome. Just we are not quite sure because I tried also to get over the Department of Health. They were trying to get the advocate to come onto the show for us, but unfortunately they did not revert back to us to tell us what then was the outcome into that particular incident. So does it mean that because you were not present, the court might have ruled in your absence?
Yeah, if anyway there was a verdict, of course, it tells that the court should probably have ruled in an absentia.
So your legal reps, Batim, because you say there was somewhat of a miscommunication between yourselves and your legal representatives. Is that the result of you not conferring information to each other? Normal one, they could have went to court without you knowing. So maybe talk us through around it. And when last did you consult with your legal reps?
Yeah, we've been in constant communication with them. But I think because of this is a community issue.
Yeah.
When you go back to try and get the community members about this court thing, they don't understand much. Mm-hmm. So you'll be left alone in this situation. So hence the legal reps were looking for their funds to can carry on with this case. So from our side, because we're still trying to get the community to solve the case, so it looks like they were overtaken by the time, if I can put it that like that.
Yeah, that's quite unfortunate, Babnyalunga. But maybe let's talk about. I remember just post obviously the somewhat post the march that the community led into the hospital demanding employment and job opportunities there, to do business. You know, were there then interventions by the stakeholders? I remember the MEC, the Premier at that time, also went there to address the issue. Talk to us, from that time to now, have you seen any yielding benefits as a result of what the community staged there?
Yeah, but all I can say is that the Premier then, Mrs. Referendum, to put it, a certain law firm to come and do investigation. From our side, from the management of the hospital side, we presented our side. It was sort of a commission of some sort.
Yeah.
So ever since then, the Premier is no longer here. We don't know the outcome of the investigation. All we know is that that lady, what's the name of that lady? That's Pasika Manzi, has opened a case against us. So that, yeah, I think it was a, we attended the High Court, if I put that.
Yeah.
It was a civil case, yeah.
Sure.
So, the side of the Premier we had nothing ever since. Kuthi yile bayitholile nabasibuta nababutana September abakabuyanga kini.
So yeah.
So kuthi nesivenge from Batani batho sibophisile lo nithi nina emisiweni wakahes. Bathi so sibophisile sesa sayikhotho.
Mana nawo ngikuthi wakho.
Bakhe bafake ne bafake ne the line kuthi singayithemba hospital. Ofuthi the judge then said no. Nako kho right ukuthi bantu abahlala endaweni bangayikhotho. I mean bangayi esibhedlela batoya.
Yeah.
So ngibona lesukathi ukuthi nesethi yekhotho mara ngala i-siding la premier ukuthi uthole ini. Ngoba sathi thina nasirongo sawubona simphakathi. Nabona baganga labalethi bakhomba ukuthi baganga asiveli phela ukuthi baboshwa njani. Akusavakalanga kubo sekuvakala kithi kuphela ukuthi lathina kuphela enkantolo. Bona asisathi ukusukele ngalo.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll be overstepping, but I'm very much interested to know Gutwena, why don't you recognize her as MEC?
What, the MEC?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, when I recognize her in leader, whether I be party, we recognize her very, very well.
So.
But the in leader must act like one. You see, the candidates is maintaining an imperative term. Premier uve ukuthi kunenkinga between imphakathi nebantu ma officials baseThemba. Premier wethu watosibita wabita nabantu baseThemba uweva maqala omabili ukuthi mthinini nthinini. Ngithi mholi, ngithi make retile mholi. Bathi sesintombatani lo uthi tangethi nekutova thina ukuthi kunjani. Waya kumedia wathi ukuthi kunethi gebebu. Lesivalo esibhedlela angeke ngibithe njengomholi nginomthokozo umholi onjalo mina ngirecognize umholi lokuqala ezemasite omabili story sobuyakhuluma hayi ukuthi bakuthi indaba sekhaya lakho sewuyathatha sinqumo nje ngaphandle kokuthi ute on the ground recognize umholi lokwathi kuyabandile afika ababuthi ngoba ngibo abantu abamvotele funa ethe bandile asizoba sine nindlo lenje yini le nindlo lenje ngubuphi la kululuma khona so ntombatana uhleli nje ekhaya wakhuluma uthi ugebengu so njengoba sibite ngesigebengu nami ngimbita ngantombatana ngoba nami angazange ngirecognize njengemholi wemphakathi don't recognize her as MEC uthi bangu-MEC walaba bamrecognizeayo not us.
Yeah, Mr. Nyalunga, really appreciate you having come this evening. It's quite unfortunate that you guys could represent yourself in this case, but we wish and hope that a speedy resolution will be then found.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, sir. Yeah, there you have it. It's Machaini Nyalunga is one of the community leaders that were, in fact, supposed to be in court dealing with the matter of the Nsika Business Forum. You remember that the MEC of Health, Sofikane Manzini, and the Department of Health in this, because that's the department there that, you know, also filing court papers today before the Mpumalanga Division of the High Court. And yeah, it's in relation to, you know, doctors there being victimized allegedly in the Themba Hospital. Then my producer was asking me if I'm going to touch this. Maybe let me try, but I know I've overstepped my time there. The Leku Pilsen attorneys was also before the court today. This is the University of Mpumalanga. They are saying that there was a flaw in the tender processes of the university in awarding the legal representatives there in the panel of the university. They said that they submitted documentation, but the university discredited them and without even giving them even prior notice. So they took the department, in fact, the university to court today, and we understand that the judge somewhat referred the matter to the register because the university and you know, the attorneys could not confer papers to each other. So we'll definitely want to be watching that particular story for you. Bumalanga, let's park it here for this evening. We'll be back again tomorrow. Good night.
Join Moses Kosana every Monday to Thursday as he puts you in touch with current affairs only on Wild FM.